Hey, this is Deputy Plush with the Gallatin County Sheriff's Office. Today's date is May 24th, 2017. The time is 20:51 hours. I'm with Karen Marshall. Can you state and spell your first and last name?
K-A-R-E-N M-A-R-S-H-A-L-L.
What's your date of birth, Karen? How about an address?
I'm surprised you guys don't have laptops.
Oh, there's a couple floating around. but everything costs money, right?
Oh.
All right. And a lot of this is the way I started years ago. If I changed it, I wouldn't be able to talk to you. So I'm a creature of habit. So this is a voluntary statement in reference to the incident that occurred at the GM Forte headquarters. Mm-hmm. You came down voluntarily, mm-hmm. and
yes.
want to give a statement. I don't know exactly what you did or didn't see. And I do understand everybody is, I mean, this is obviously national news and it's a big deal. And we're trying to investigate it to the best of our ability and with what the information that people give us. So kind of with that, what's your title? Are you on the campaign?
I work for the camp. I don't work for them financially. I volunteer for the
campaign. Okay, so you're a volunteer for the campaign.
Right.
What do you do as a volunteer?
A little bit of everything. I just help with the events, clean up, set up, do whatever needs to be done.
Okay. So what were your duties today?
Today was a volunteer. It was a barbecue for the volunteers.
Okay.
And it was just going to be a little barbecue for everybody.
And where was this at?
Off of Stuckey Discovery, 212 Discovery.
212 Discovery. Okay. And who was all there? What time did this kick off?
I got there. It started at 5. I got there at 5.
Okay.
And I think the commotion started happening about 20 after.
Seems
to me I was there about 20 minutes.
Okay. When you were there, who was all there when you were there?
A lot of people I didn't know were in there. Liz Delwo was there. Holly was there. The Gianfortes were there. Greg was back in a room with the two people from Fox.
Okay. And where were you in relation to that?
I was in the, it was a, they were in a room a little bit bigger than this, and I was in the big room.
Okay. who else was there? Obviously Fox was there. Was there any other media or press there?
There were two, as soon as I walked in, there were two kids that had backpacks on, and I thought to myself, these kids don't belong here. So usually I introduce myself to everybody when I go in a room. And I just decided I wasn't going to introduce myself to them. I just felt like they were on the other side and just wanted to see what was going on. But I thought, okay, you want to have a hot dog? Come have a hot dog. But I didn't think anything like this would happen.
Okay. Then was any other media or any?
There was a guy that had a Fox shirt on,
okay.
A local Fox. And then those two kids, I think they are BuzzFeed and Guardian.
Okay.
And three locals from the Chronicle came, but that was way after everything happened.
Okay. So who else was present?
You mean the people in the party room?
Yeah.
Oh,
like
gosh.
How many people were there?
I want to say 30.
Okay.
There was a lot of kids that volunteered. They were on their phones at a long table. They were still calling for Greg's campaign. And so basically the only thing that happened for me was about 5:20, 5:25, a friend came in, Marilyn Hendry, and she goes, what's going on outside? There's ambulances, there's cops, and there's all kinds of commotion going on out there. Well, that's when I went to look out the window. By the time I got to look out the window, all I saw was the kid getting in the ambulance, and he kept he sort of was walking around talking to the drivers, and so I didn't think he was the one getting in the ambulance, but apparently he was.
Talking to the drivers of what?
The ambulance.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I don't know if they were the drivers, but they had to...
They were
ambulance people.
Okay.
So then the ambulance left, took him to the hospital, and then they took... Greg's campaign manager took him away, and then we had to go get Susan's car and let her go away because the protesters were still out there.
Who's Greg's manager?
Jason Thielman.
Okay.
Thielman.
And where did he go?
I don't know where they went.
And why was he taking Greg away?
That I don't know either. The police had already talked to them, and I don't know.
Okay. So where were you when the incident occurred?
I was right there. I was probably 20 feet away. Not even 20 feet. The room's not that big, but the door was closed, so we didn't know anything was going on. None of us knew anything was going on. We were all out there, you know, having hot dogs.
Okay.
So
were you outside?
No, we were in the building.
Okay.
We moved it in because of the wind. So then...
But the door was closed. Did you hear anything?
Didn't hear a word. Didn't hear a thing. We just thought, wow, this interview is lasting a long time.
Like how long? Like were you... You knew
well,
he was
I
in a
there.
Room a little bigger than this with two people from Fox.
Right.
Was anybody else in there?
I think their Fox's photographer was in there.
Anybody else?
I don't know.
Okay.
That's all I... I just saw the back end of Greg go in and they shut the door. And then the next thing I know is there's all these ambulances and, well, one ambulance and police cars. And then...
Did you ever see Greg come out of that room?
The only time I saw Greg again was at the... He was already outside in Jason's car, and they were going away. And then... So Holly and I stayed to help clean up, and at the end, she went to go to her car, and the same gal that was with this boy, they sort of look hippie-ish. She came back into the office while we're cleaning up, and I said, "Can I help you?" And she said, "The sheriff department wants me to take photos of where I was so that they know where I was in the room when it happened." And I said, "Nah, I don't think so. You can't come back in."
Okay.
So she left, and then when Holly and I started walking to our cars, the girl was filming. She had her phone on and looked like she was filming Holly, and Holly told her to leave. And that's about it.
Okay. So did you ever see that girl and the boy she was with near Greg, Gianforte?
No.
Okay.
But apparently I saw them over at the hot dog stand and the food stand. So that must have been when it happened, because the timing would have been right for them to bust into the room.
How could they bust into the room?
I think the door was open, and I think that he just went in. He just went in.
The boy did?
Yeah. As far as I know, I don't know. I didn't see it.
You didn't see it.
I didn't see it.
Okay. Really see anything?
No. I wasn't even paying attention to the interview room.
Other than he was in the room with Fox and a photographer, and the door was shut.
Right. The door was open in the beginning.
Okay.
And then it was shut. Seemed like a long time. I said to another gal, I said, when is Greg coming out to speak to these people?
To speak to what people?
The people that were there, the volunteers.
Oh, okay.
Because he was supposed to come out and thank them and all that kind of stuff.
Right.
So the reason I'm here is that Holly thought it was against the law for that girl to video her, which on private property. But I don't know if that's a law or not.
Yeah.
I mean... But it was clearly a setup.
What was a setup?
This kid coming at Greg.
But you didn't see.
I didn't see it, but...
So you don't know if it even happened.
No.
So you don't know if anything's a setup.
No, I just...
Because all we want is what you know, not anything you saw on the news, not anything that anybody else...
That's all I know. That's it.
Okay. You saw Greg in a room with Fox and a photographer.
I think the photographer was in there.
The door was partially open.
The door was wide open.
When did it close? Do you know?
I don't.
Okay. Did you see anything that happened inside?
No.
Okay. Did you talk to anybody immediately after?
You mean after the police cars got there?
Yeah.
Oh, the whole lobby was full of people.
Okay.
Everybody's cell phones were going crazy. And
right, right. Did you, were you able to take videos or anything of anybody?
No, I didn't.
Okay. Is there anything that you have that you want to tell me, or?
No, I think that's all I have.
Okay. All right. I will go ahead and conclude this at 21:01.
Wow, it's 9 o'clock.